Good morning and thank you for tuning in to Napa's KVON 1440 AM radio. This is the Farmers Fresh Hour brought to you by our sponsor, American Ag Credit, Money for Agriculture, and featuring the fabulous St. Helena Farmers Market. And you can also stream the show live on KVON.com. We must start firstly by thanking Will and KVON for allowing us to share the stories of some of our vendors, local luminaries and stewards of the farming community. My name is Wendy Strawn, and I am the board president for the St. Helena Farmers Market, and we are well underway for our 33rd season of the market, and that runs, again, tomorrow, every Friday, May through October, 7:30 to noon. And for those of you that haven't been to us, I can't imagine that you've done this on purpose. We're based at Crane Park. That's the west side of the high school as you come into St. Helena. You'll see the tractor signboards, and it's a beautiful location amongst the vineyards and redwood trees. Our weekly market provides exceptional seasonal produce from local farms and growers, as well as a wide array of prepared foods and beautiful artisan goods. And we are particularly privileged to hold a 501c3 non-profit status, which allows us to also focus on a variety of community educational programs. So we really hope that all of today's listeners will have a chance to come out and visit us on Friday mornings, because we'd love to see you. So I have three very special guests with me this morning. I have Lauren Poncia, who's the owner of Stemple Creek Ranch, who will tell us all about his beautiful ranch, the delicious meats he sells, and an important study that he's been participating in. And talking of delicious, we have Rachel Williams, owner of Ray Ray's Tacos and maker of the most scrumptious tacos made from scratch and proving to be a huge hit at the market. And we have Zach Guzik, who's the Education Program Manager for the Up Valley Family Centers, who will share the incredible programs they provide in the community. So I am firstly delighted to welcome Lauren Poncio of Stemple Creek Ranch. And they're making their debut at the St. Helena Farmers Market this season. And Lauren is the fourth generation of his family to steward their land. So, Lauren, tell us a little bit about the history of your beautiful ranch.
Thanks so much, Wendy. I'm excited to be here and excited to be part of the market. So the history of my ranch, my great-grandfather immigrated from Garzano, Italy, 1897, with the intent on farming here in northwest Marin County. And we've been continuously farming ever since 1901 on the same property. And it used to be mostly dairy and diversified crops, and now we do 100% grass-fed beef, lamb, and a small amount of pork.
And that's, we're going to talk about Lauren's website in just a moment, but I really encourage everybody to go on board and make sure you see it, because it really spells it out. So, Lauren, there's your wife, Lisa. And you've both, obviously, as you said, reinvented the family business with a vision for raising superior quality grass-fed and finished meats. And you have your daughters, that's Avery and Juliana. And along with their cousins, they will be the fifth generation to steward the land. It's just a great setup. So where is the ranch actually located?
So the main ranch is actually located 2 miles north of the town of Tamales in West Marin. Real close to the ocean. Dillon Beach is right over the hill from us. But we actually have ranches in Point Reyes Station and in Marshall as well. And then we raise some cattle up in Humboldt and in Solano County as well.
That's a wide area.
Well, since we do grass-finished beef, we have to have green grass year-round.
Yes,
so we have to go where the grass is green.
Yes, that's a very good point, Lauren. Absolutely. So tell us, because I think you're protected, aren't you, through the Marin Agricultural Land Trust? Tell us about that.
Yeah, all the land that we manage in Marin is protected by Marin Agricultural Land Trust. It's a really cool organization that started about 40 years ago, and my dad was actually one of the founding board members. And Marin Ag Land Trust has protected about 50,000 acres in West Marin, and basically what they do is buy development rights from ranchers so that you can't subdivide the property, and we'll keep it in agriculture in perpetuity. So it's really awesome, and it allows the farmer or rancher to be able to pull some equity from the property to settle estate taxes,
so that's
reinvest
a real,
in businesses.
It's a real win-win for everybody.
I think it's an absolute win-win. Yes. I'm super passionate about the organization.
Good for you. So when you took over the operation of the ranch from your dad, what was your strategy going forward?
That was actually pretty funny because I went away to college with the intent on coming home and manage the operation. And when I was around 21, getting close to graduate from college, I realized there wasn't opportunity for me at the ranch financially. There wasn't room for another mouth.
Yes.
So I worked in corporate America for about 15 years, but at the same time, I was working on the ranch on the weekends, and it was my true passion. We lived in Sacramento at the time, and I turned 30, and I told my wife, hey, if we don't go home and try and actually make this a real business, I'm not going to be fulfilled as a person. So we actually met in Napa here, not far from this station. We met with my parents, and we had the amazing conversation about, hey, we want to come home, we want to run the operation, but quite frankly, we don't want to do it with you. We want to buy your cattle, and we want to rent your land and build our own business. So
right.
At that point, we reinvented the business and created the name Stemple Creek Ranch and started selling direct to consumers.
And you're still talking to your dad?
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
Good
absolutely.
For you. Yep. So I remember when we talked about this a few weeks ago, one of your goals is obviously to preserve the sensitive wildlife habitat. That was one thing. You wanted to maintain and restore the natural watershed areas and then use cutting-edge solar and gravity flow technology. And I think everything you're doing now has been based around those particular points.
Yep.
And all, again, the concept of rotational grazing. So tell us about the decade-long study, the Marin Carbon Project. And I know you've been participating in as one of three demonstration farms.
Yeah, so the Marin Carbon Project has actually been a really good project to get me to focus more on the soil than just on grass. Traditionally, we were grass farmers, and now what I really realize is we're photosynthesis farmers, and we're trying to build soil. In order to do that, we have to have a living root in the ground year-round. So the Marin Carbon Project is actually a 10-year study. We were chosen to be a demonstration farm where we have lots of folks come out and visit the operation, see the pastures. But we applied a quarter inch of compost or a half an inch of compost to a treatment area, and we're monitoring it over 10 years to see how much more carbon we're sequestering. Mm. But there's actually other practices besides just compost application.
Yes.
There's 26 different practices that we have applied, including fencing off riparian zones, which are areas where there's creeks or streams or water year-round, planting trees. So we've fenced over 5 miles of riparian zones on our property. So the cattle don't go there unless we want them to go there for as a management tool. Also, we've planted over 7,000 trees. We have 5 solar pumps that capture water from springs, wells, or ponds and pumps them to the top of the hill into storage tanks. And then the storage tanks flow to 40 different water drops all over the ranch. And what that does is it allows us to rotate through our 100 pastures on the ranch. Excuse me. Rotate through the 100 pastures on the ranch and try and mimic what Mother Nature did going across the Great Plains, where the cows eat the grass in front of them, step on the grass below them, and stomp it into the ground, and poop on the grass behind them, and it regenerates the soil and actually helps create more perennial plants, which are, they live for more than 1 year. So, and at the same time, that sequesters more carbon in the soil, and carbon is like a sponge. And since we're dryland farmers, we only get rain half the year. We want to store as much rain in the soil as possible. So we want a huge sponge of the soil, which is basically more carbon in the soil. And for every 1% increase in carbon, we store about 18 to 25,000 gallons of water per acre. So it's
wow.
Very, very significant.
Yes. Gosh. For us non-farmers, I think this certainly is an eye-opener for me because you have no idea quite what's involved apart from looking after all the animals. So good for you. I think that sounds great. So as you mentioned, you have a major in dairy science and ag business from Cal Poly. And then you spent many hours studying the genetics with the goal of raising grass-fed beef that is tender, well-marbled, and tastes just as good, if not better, than grain-finished meat. And certainly, for our listeners, judging from all the very positive feedback we have received from shoppers at our market, Lauren, you've been very successful with that. So you raise beef, lamb, and pigs. You're very adamant that these animals will never, ever see a food lot. So what is your overall philosophy for the ranch?
Our major philosophy with the ranch is we want to make it better than what it was when we started, yeah, and work in harmony with Mother Nature and be honest, have honesty, transparency, and quality with everything we do. And we welcome people to come visit. We want people to come visit, yeah, because our very best customers are the ones that have been there, met us, seen the property, seen the animals, and tasted the beef.
Because I think I remember you telling me that most of your pasture land is certified organic, and that your free-range beef and lamb are 100% grass-fed and grass-finished, and that you rotationally graze your stock on open pastures from birth to harvest.
Yep.
This is quite a logistical thing, isn't it?
A lot of planning. To me, it comes naturally, but yes, a lot of people wonder how in the heck we do it, and yes, when you start thinking about it, it's like, it is a lot of it for me is intuitive.
Yes.
I'm trying to get it down on paper so other people can
follow
replicate
on from you.
It. Yep.
Right. And I think you mentioned just before, so the meats are never supplemented with grains or corn or soy, and they never receive artificial hormones, growth promotants. I'm not quite sure what that is.
Growth hormones would be hormones or steroids,
right,
or that,
okay,
type of thing.
So, or antibiotics, and that your pigs are humanely raised in large outdoor pens where they enjoy a vegetarian diet. You have a lovely mental image of all of that. So, we know that the ranch is located on over 1,000 acres. So, how many animals do you have altogether?
Well, that's a great question. It kind of depends on the time of year. But right now, we have 400 or 500 animals that are in the finishing phase.
Yes.
But we will harvest, you know, if everything goes right and our business continues the way it is, we'll harvest around 500 lambs, about 100 pigs, and close to 1,000 beef,
yes,
every year.
Yep. That's a lot, isn't it? And when you drive in your area over there, I mean, you're seeing constant farms. I mean, it's just lovely to see.
I think so. It's brilliant.
Just, you know, brilliant. Super. So your wife, Lisa, is an attorney.
Yep.
I understand. And she's busy with her own thriving law practice. She also manages the operations side of the ranch business. And we'd like to give Lisa a shout-out for the great graphic she has put together for the ranch, be it on the van that arrives at the market, the display banner at the booth, and all the materials, and your beautiful website. So everybody, please go on the website, StempleCreekRanch.com. It is absolutely super.
It's actually StempleCreek.com.
Just so I'm so sorry.
Yeah, or just Google us at Stemple,
yes,
Creek, and you'll find it.
Yes, I got that
it.
Wrong.
Yep,
okay,
no
one
problem.
More time, StempleCreek.com.
You got okay. it.
So Maddie Perry, who we know, is your farmer's market manager, and she represents you at our market. And it can be a little intimidating choosing the cuts of meat that you have, but you have a great chart and you have this meatrix. Tell us a little bit about that.
So the meatrix is actually something that I found on Instagram that somebody in the Midwest had, and it's a really cool matrix, but we call it a meatrix, that can tell you know, if you're looking for tender and flavorful, or tender and fatty, there's four different meatrix that you can identify different cuts of meat. So if you're a novice to cooking, or you want to be adventurous and try some different cuts, you can actually look at the meatrix and decide where you would
it's
kind of
very,
buy what cut.
As somebody who's not that familiar with all these sorts of things, it is very helpful.
Great.
So
it's
not so intimidating then. Of course, Maddie's always there to help. So just give us an overview of the type of product that the shoppers can buy at the farmer's market.
Oh, well, we have everything from, with pork, we have everything from bacon and pork chops, lamb, we have rack of lamb, leg steaks, shanks, so we have braising cuts, grilling cuts, and then we always have ground pork,
yes,
ground,
yes,
lamb. And then on beef, we basically harvest, every week we harvest beef just for the farmer's markets that we cut up retail. So it's basically a whole beef broken down into retail cuts that we sell at the market here on Fridays and the market Sunday in Marin at the Marin Center.
And these are all beautifully packaged, ready to go. And as I said, Maddie is there to help. It isn't intimidating at all. So we know that people can also buy your products from your website, and they can either be individual orders or bundles together. You're at the Marin Farmers Market, the lovely market on Sunday at the Civic Center. You're in grocery stores and you're in butcher shops. And again, the website will tell you exactly where you are. But you also host a number of events at the ranch. So what have you got coming up?
We do. We have an open house, 10-year anniversary. I believe it's next Saturday. I think it's the 9th. Whatever next Saturday is, we have a open house and 10th anniversary, which we'll actually walk out in the fields, look at the cattle, look at the sheep, look at the pigs, and have some tasters.
Yes.
And get everybody to meet us personally. So it'll be fun.
But you have a number of events. And if you go on the website, you'll see the dates for a yoga retreat. There's a ranch tour on another Sunday. And then on Saturday, as we just mentioned, it's the 10th anniversary annual open house and barbecue. So information on these events are posted on your website, and you do – what other events can people hold at the ranch?
We also have a 150-year-old barn that we host farm-to-table dinners, you know, winery dinners, weddings. We actually have quite a few weddings there and other just great family events. We really are excited when people come to the ranch because nobody leaves without a smile on their face.
Yes.
And it's such a brilliant spot, super private, but still close to everything. We have a great little venue there, and we have three little Airbnbs on the ranch too. If anybody ever wants to come and stay on the ranch, a lot of our chefs come and stay, good friends come and stay, and just random people from all over the world have stayed there, and we really love it.
Yep. Gosh, what fun! So I'm going to put you on the hot seat now. What are some of the biggest challenges that you face in operating a ranch of this size?
Wow. Biggest challenges are probably similar to a lot of other small business owners is, you know, managing employees, managing the capital that it takes to keep a high-quality product. And seasonally grass-fed beef is hard to have quality consistently year-round. And that's where I focus a lot of my attention is trying to raise high-quality grass-fed beef year-round. And that's why we have other ranches we rotate around through. And we do feed some hay in the wintertime.
Yes.
So those are my biggest challenges by far.
And then dealing with the weird weather we've had.
Yeah, weird weather is, I mean, it's always a dance, as describe it with Mother Nature.
Yes.
You never know what's going to happen. 3 years ago, we didn't get rain until February 1st. And, you know, this year we got 45 inches of rain in 2 months. So it's always a dance. We're figuring it out. And
well, it sounds as though... as the commercials say, that you truly have happy cows and happy everything.
I believe we have happy cows.
Yep. And Lauren is far too modest to talk about it. But if you go on their website, you'll see all the awards that both Lauren and the ranch have received for all the great work that they are doing. So for our listeners, make sure, please, you stop by Stemple Creek Ranch at the Farmers Market. The feedback on their delicious meat has been incredible. And you've heard from Lauren. You can go and visit. I think we should all go and visit because it obviously is a sight for sore eyes. So thank you, Lauren. We're going to take a quick commercial break.
Lucky Penny Productions invites you to come to the Cabaret. The classic musical is live on stage at Lucky Penny Productions May 31st through June 16th, featuring great songs like Maybe This Time, The Money Song, and of course, Cabaret itself. A tremendous cast live on stage. Get tickets today at LuckyPennyNapa.com. The show is sure to sell out. Cabaret opening Friday, May 31st.
So I'm having this debate with a landlord.
I said, no pets. Can't rent you the apartment.
My dog is not a pet. Look, I'm legally blind. I need my guide dog.
Sorry, those are the rules.
Rules that allow for housing discrimination? So I made a call. Turns out landlords must make reasonable accommodations for assistance animals.
If you think you've been discriminated against, call your local Fair Housing Center.
Fair Housing is your right. Use it.
Call Fair Housing Napa Valley at 707-224-9720.
The Safeway Open, presented by Chevron, is back at Silverado Resort and Spa September 25th through the 29th. Voted the most fan-friendly event on the PGA Tour, this event provides the best fan experience combining food, wine, music, and golf. singer-songwriter, multi-instrumentalist, three-time Grammy Award winner Rob Thomas will perform on Saturday night, September 28th. Tickets are on sale now for only $35 and include admission to the Safeway Open Golf Tournament, the concert series, and access to four on-course hospitality venues: the Safeway Food and Wine Pavilion, Brew Loft, Spirits Lounge, and Beers for Birdies. Youth 15 and under are free with a paid adult. Special ticket offers are available for military and first responders. It's full days of family fun with golf by day and music by night. For tickets, visit SafewayOpen.com.
Good morning, everybody. My name is Wendy Strawn. I'm board president for the St. Helena Farmers Market. With me in the studio this morning are Loan Poncio, who's just given us a wonderful overview of his beautiful Stemple Creek Ranch. We have Rachel Williams, a hometown girl in St. Helena, who operates a beautiful new company, Rayway's Tacos, and Zach Guzik, who's the education program manager for the Up Valley Family Centers. So a very popular new vendor at the market that hasn't done anything to help our waistlines, but absolutely delicious. This season is Rachel Williams and her new company, Rayway's Tacos, offering the most delicious breakfast tacos made from scratch. So, Rachel, you live in St. Helena with your husband and three children. So tell us about your background.
Well, thanks for having me. I'm so happy to be here today. I grew up in the South, and I was one of those kids that was constantly in the kitchen by my mom's side cooking. And it's funny because growing up, I actually never pursued cooking professionally. Hmm. And it really wasn't until I started a family of my own that I and really started connecting with food in a way of, oh, cooking for people is really a lot of fun. And I kind of got this bug, and I don't think I've lost it, because here I am starting my own food business.
So as you mentioned, you were brought up in North Carolina. You graduated from the CIA at Greystone here in St. Helena, and then you relocated to the Bay Area about 7 years ago, and you also had the good fortune to work at the restaurant in Meadowood, assisting those special projects.
Yes.
Yeah.
That was a great opportunity to work there. It was a constant learning experience. I was working with the special projects sous chef, and we were doing a lot of projects for their larder and projects for the Charter Oak. So we were constantly preserving things, and there were days where I was spending my days literally chopping peppers. Great setup for tacos.
Perfect. Good skills. And I'm going to say this because Rachel won't tell you, but she actually graduated top of her class, winning the Catherine Angeli Academic Award at the CIA. So go, Rachel. Good for you. So we talked about some of your background and how that led you to starting up your own company. Why did you choose to start with the St. Helena Farmers Market? What was the strategy there?
The strategy really for the St. Helena Farmers Market is when I moved to St. Helena, I was just so struck with what a beautiful setup it was to come to the farmers market. It's really such a place for locals to kind of, it's the water cooler of St. Helena in so many ways during the summertime. And I love to travel. And when I travel, one of my favorite things to do is to go to the markets. You know, if you go to France and the little quaint markets on the street, and we really have that in St. Helena. And I saw it as an opportunity to really cater to local people, but then also take advantage of tourists who are looking for a local's experience. Because I know that's something that I love, is to try to catch what the locals do when I travel.
And you talk. Sorry, I had a mental block. Let me go back. I'm going to go back again. I'm sorry, Rachel. So we talked about the farmers market. So let's home in now on, for our listeners, describe, give us some sample tacos. Tell them what they're going to be like.
Well, really, my dream has always been to coming to the Bay Area was to replicate what we had when we lived in Austin, Texas for a couple years. Work brought us to the Bay Area, my family. I have three children. And so I missed the breakfast tacos. It's kind of a cult thing in Austin. Mm. And when we would go back to visit and I would come back to the Bay Area, it was just like, oh, why don't we have this? And so I really started I mean, we have breakfast burritos, but breakfast tacos just seem like kind of this perfect vehicle to get in. So that's really where I started, was I want to have breakfast tacos and then go from there. So breakfast tacos is simply just like, I have a poblano sofrito of just some sauteed poblano peppers that I've seasoned, and scrambled eggs with some Monterey Jack cheese. Very simple, delicious. And the tortillas that I'm using, I'm sourcing from a tortilleria that's up in Lower Lake that I found. I kind of drove up and down the valley trying, because tortillas is one of those things that it's one person, and I'm far too busy to actually devote the time required to make myself the tortillas and to do them fresh. So I get them delivered fresh to me. And I'm super grateful for that, because I feel like as a small business, it's so gratifying to be able to help support other small businesses. And
So you stated, I remember you saying that the breakfast tacos, the ultimate hangover cure. So there you go, everybody. There's no stopping you now. So
right.
What other qualities do tacos have, just in general?
I mean, honestly, tacos is just kind of an every – it's ubiquitous. It's one of those foods that you can have it for your party. You can have it any time of day. It's kind of a great in-between meal. And I think that's where it fits into in wine country, when you come and you visit and you're in between having a wine tasting. It's great to have a taco there. So I feel like it kind of fits every occasion. And I kind of view food like fashion. You can wear your Gucci bag with your Target shoes, and you can drink a high-end wine and have a taco, right? If it's maybe not the biggest and boldest wine, but
and I think
you can do it.
I remember looking at your website that they can be vegan or gluten-free.
Yes.
And they're filled with meat and cheese. They're not limited by any dietary restrictions. And as you said, they just fit nicely into any three meals a day. It's a perfect in-between meals, not to mention, as you said, wine tastings. So let's just go back a second. We, in addition to the just specifically the farmer's market, you said that St. Helena is a good market for you because wineries attract thousands of people every day. The local community is vibrant, and that perhaps people come here to relax, to explore, and to try something new. So new wine, new food, and new adventures. And I think one of the most important things you said, obviously these adventures come with a price tag.
Absolutely.
And that's where you fit in, offering a...
Yeah, I think that, I mean, even living here locally, you know, you want to find just a bite for your family sometimes that, you know, you're not in for it for $100. And so that's where I just saw, especially as I talked to other parents and kind of got a feel for, you know, maybe where is there a hole, or where could I just plug something in? And, you know, I honestly didn't know. And so that's why trying it at the farmer's market just allows me to really be creative without a lot of overhead.
Yes. And test the market.
Well, right. Test my market and really extend it to people that are here. And that, you know,
I think we mentioned on the last show that we are so happy to have sort of young entrepreneurial vendors at the market that users just to test the product, get to have a relationship with the shoppers and perhaps send them away with new things to try and get the feedback. So it's a great win-win for all situations there. So I see all these happy shoppers that go past me at the market's general store, and they've got your taco kits.
Yes.
So tell everybody about that.
Yes, that was kind of one of those born out of kind of, oh, what else can we do if breakfast tacos aren't enough? And so I just kind of came up with, oh, I could just have one lunch taco of the week just due to the hours of the St. Helena Farmers Market. I thought, I don't really need to have a lot of lunch offerings. There's already a brisket guy and just some other things. So I'll limit it, and then I can be really creative with it. But then it would just seem that people would also want to take things home for their weekend. So I'm using a taco of the week where I pick a particular meat and then design garnishes around it. And then I build them into kits that serve 4 to 5 people, I would say. It's 10 tacos that I include, 10 tortillas. And all the garnishes that go with the particular taco. For example, my first week I did a braised carnitas and I pickled kumquats. I had a shredded red cabbage, cilantro, and some cotija cheese. So all of those components were included in the taco kit, and it's $35. And you can pre-order via email, or you can direct message me through Instagram.
Okay.
Since my website isn't completely up to speed yet. The joys of small business, right?
Yes. I think the pre-order thing is very important because it I know is. A number of our board members
yes.
have used them and come back each week for more. So you want to make sure that you don't sell out. They're really good. So you're going to be at the farmers market every week. So just remind everybody, how else can people contact or follow you?
Right now, Instagram is kind of my biggest
yes.
Vehicle of communication. Yes. Or you can email me, r@rayrays.com. I do have a website up. There's just nothing really there. But that will be coming soon, and I can list further details about my products and everything there. But
and
great
if,
photos on my Instagram of
yes.
samples of what the taco
yes.
kits look like. It's looks nice.
We're not really hungry, those of us listening to this, are we? Are we just? I wasn't until I listened to all of this. So everybody, again, if you go on to the St. Helena Farmers Market website, go under the vendor section, and it'll say Meet Our Vendors. You'll see everybody, Stemple Creek Ranch, everybody, and Rayrays Tackles. If you go on to Rachel's information, she has all of the links there for Instagram and all these other good
yeah,
stuff.
Yeah, it's so, at Rayrays yes. on Instagram.
Yeah, so you can see it all, and you can go on and have a look. So, Rachel, thank you very much. Firstly, we're delighted that you chose our farmers market to launch your company. And for our listeners, you must come and try Rachel's tacos. I'm going to share with you one story. As one shopper said to me the other day, he will make sure that when he comes back to the market next week, he will not have eaten breakfast so that he can eat more of Rachel's tacos. They really are just a huge hit. So thank you very much.
That's an honor.
Super. Okay. Just hungry now. Okay, so let's take a quick break, and when we come back, we're going to speak with Zach Gudick, Education Program Manager for the Up Valley Family Centers.
What's happening, Napa Valley?
Today at Napa Sports Steakhouse and Sports Lounge, it's happy hour. Happy hour happens Monday through Friday. Drink and food specials from 3 until 10 p.m. Later tonight, it's Latin night with DJ Willie playing the best Latin tunes from 9:30 until 1 a.m. Cover charge is $5 after 10 p.m. It's free before 10. Make sure you get there early and have yourself a drink and a great time. Friday at Napa Sports Steakhouse and Sports Lounge, it's Fish and Chip Friday. Starts at 5 p.m. while supplies last. Locally caught rock cod for juicy and flaky fish and chips. At Downtown Joe's, check out Hoppy Hour. It's 4 until 7 p.m. That's Monday through Friday.
That's what's happening, Napa Valley. Updated every hour, 6 a.m. to 7 p.m. For more information, click on What's Happening at 993thevine.com.
Start your weekends off right with me, Hank Hardister, on The Grind, the show where I cover comedy and entertainment. I get to interview amazing comedians and people in the entertainment business, from Sacramento all the way down to Hollywood. Don't miss it. We have lots of laughs. We joke around. It's a blast. Every Saturday at 8 o'clock on 1440 KBON.
Napa's professional baseball team, the Silverados, open their second year tomorrow. This is a sports report with Ira C. Smith. The Silverados will open the new season in Vallejo over at Wilson Park tomorrow night, taking on the Vallejo Admirals, 6:30 start time for that. The home opener will be this Saturday against a traveling team from Salinas, 1 o'clock Saturday afternoon at Storm Field out at Napa Valley College. Well, tonight, it's NBA basketball at Toronto, game one of that NBA championship series, as the Golden State Warriors try for their third straight NBA title and fourth in 5 years. Game two will be Sunday, also at Toronto. First game at Oracle in Oakland will be next Wednesday, game number three there. Stanley Cup Finals will resume on Saturday, as it'll be game number three at St. Louis. Game four will also be at St. Louis on Monday. Well, girls and boys lacrosse have been added at Napa High and at Vintage High. This has been approved for next season, next school year, by the Napa Valley Unified School District. That'll affect the Napa Force boys varsity lacrosse team. They've been very good. In fact, they beat Wood Creek 15-6 to win the Northern California Junior Lacrosse Association Championship that was held in Pleasanton. They finished undefeated this year, the Force, but the players will be playing for their high school teams next year at Napa High, Vintage, and Justin Siena. The Oakland A's are idle today. They open a three-game weekend series at home against the league-leading Houston Astros. The San Francisco Giants have an early game in Miami today, and then tomorrow open a three-game series in Baltimore. And locally in softball at Kiwanis Park, it's a major division game in the Napa Valley Girls Fast Pitch Association, Ben Stock Enterprises, against Soskal Autobody at 6 o'clock. And then in the senior division, it is AMP Construction against Malloy, Emery, and Vasconi Insurance at 8 o'clock.
Welcome back, and you're listening to Napa's KVON 1440 AM radio. This is the Farmers Fresh Hour, brought to you by our sponsor, American Ag Credit Money for Agriculture, and featuring the St. Helena Farmers Market. You can also stream the show live on kvon.com. My name is Wendy Strawn. I'm board president for the St. Helena Farmers Market. With me in the studio this morning are Lauren Poncho, who's the owner of the beautiful Stemple Creek Ranch, Rachel Williams with her new company, Ray Ray's Tacos, and Zach Guzik, who's the education program manager for the Up Valley Family Centers. So as a farmers market in St. Helena, we are so blessed to have the support from many wonderful community organizations, including the Up Valley Family Center in St. Helena, which we have been working very closely with in the last few years. So we invited Zach, who, as I said, is the education program manager for the Up Valley Family Centers, to be on the show this morning to share all the great programs that his department offers. So, Zach, when did the Up Valley Family Centers, or how did they come about, and where are they located?
Yeah, well, good morning. Thanks for having me, and thanks everybody else for sharing. It's been great to learn about farming and breakfast tacos. Like, I never knew a breakfast taco was a thing, so that's exciting. But so the Family Centers, we've been around for about 20 years. We're actually celebrating our 20th anniversary this year. In 2014, we merged. So before, we were the St. Helena Family Center and the Calistoga Family Center, and the Calistoga one had been around since 1999, St. Helena since 2005, and then almost 5 years ago now, we merged, and here we are. So our St. Helena is located on 1440 Spring Street, and in Calistoga, we're actually on the elementary school campus at 1500 Cedar Street.
Perfect. So the centers, they serve the community in so many ways, with a direct focus on healthy families and a strong community. So as education program manager, Zach, you're involved with both family centers. You hold a master's degree in education from Pace University in New York. So what experience did you bring to your present position?
Well,
at least the experience you can talk about.
Yeah, I mean, I'd like to. So in New York, I worked with students with disabilities. So I have a master's in special education, and I was a high school special education teacher. And I got involved in that career with a student who I was tutoring, actually, as a support job. I was an actor in a previous life before this. And his mother and I started an after-school program for kids with disabilities, providing enrichment activities that they just weren't getting in schools. And so the two of us developed that program, and I went back to school, got my master's degree. I taught special education in New York, mostly transition-age students. And then my wife and I decided to move out to California, and before I ended up finding this job here at the Family Center, I was managing a day program in Vallejo for adults with disabilities.
Good for you. Gosh. So what is the scope of your position as education program manager?
Yeah, so my job as the education manager is really to support the development and the implementation of all of our programs. And our programs run from early childhood education, teens and youth, family education, all the way through adult education. It's kind of a wide breadth of services that we offer, and my job is to make sure all the pieces fall into place along the way.
So, and that's a lot to get your arms around. So
yes.
You also, as you mentioned the Calistoga Community Schools Initiative, and also you offer some really special parent education and parent-child play groups as part of your regular programming. And if we focus on the Santa Elena Farmers Market just for a moment, we're delighted to have Rosa Kachu, who's your outreach specialist, hosting the bilingual Kids Story Time at the market on the first Friday of the month at 9:30, starting June the 7th. And that's always a double dose of cuteness when you see all these kids. And we're extremely grateful to you, Zach, and to Rosa for doing that. And we also look forward to welcoming your Ninos Activos group back to the market. So tell us a little bit about that program.
Yeah, so thank you for having us. I mean, it was great last year. We got to come and experience the playtime with Arwen and do the storybook time and the great little scavenger hunt that the kids got to go on. So our Ninos Activos program is an early childhood play group. So it's designed to support and encourage early childhood development. So we work with families around socialization, giving kids activities to do. In St. Helena on Tuesdays and Thursdays, we run our program there, and in Calistoga on Mondays and Wednesdays in the mornings. And so the program has lots of focuses, but just a play group and a place where people can come and learn activities and learn how to work with their children at home with materials they have around the house. So it's not going to break the bank if, you know, we can teach you how to do an art project with some things around the house, or how do you talk with your kid about cooking. We also do early intervention screenings for children. So we know that the earlier you're able to diagnose, or not diagnose because we don't diagnose, but notice that children are missing these developmental milestones, the earlier those interventions get in place, the better success that that student has long term. And so we provide ages and stages questionnaire screenings for children. And if we notice that there's anything, any milestone that they may be missing, we refer out for those services, and a lot of kids are able to then latch on and get those extra support services that will help them and give them a better chance of success.
Isn't that great? Gosh, they're so lucky to have access to this. And dare I say it, you also have your own gardening projects. You have your raised beds at the back.
We do, yeah. So every summer around this time, we start planting our garden. And this year, we actually just got going, I think, 2 or 3 weeks ago. And it's great that we get to partner with you now on making sure that we're tending that garden correctly and getting these kids exposed. I mean, we know a lot of kids really love pouring water on the plants, but yes. Aside from that, what else can they do and what else can we learn? And it's just been a really great partnership with the two of us to be able to bring our kids to the market and to bring your education around nutrition for these families and for these kids.
And this is a good group that would be good to go and visit Lauren and Lauren's ranch.
Yeah, I think so. I think it'd be fun.
Have to have an outing. That would be super. So when we met the other day, one of the programs that really stuck in my mind is the Up Valley Partnership for Youth. Because I certainly had no idea that this was going on. So tell us about, you know, what is the mission of the program and what does it involve?
Sure. So the mission of the program is really to use the collaborative strength of parents, youth, and community members to prevent and address problems related to youth alcohol and marijuana use in the Up Valley. Which is a mouthful, but it's a prevention-oriented group to focus on drug and alcohol-related issues as it pertains to youth in the Valley.
So we're assuming that you've done it because there is a need for it.
There is. So alcohol and marijuana rates with youth are very high when compared to county and state averages up here, and a lot of the risks include low parental disapproval, a low perception of risk, and feelings of chronic sadness that some of these kids feel. And so it's really, there's a need for education and prevention work in the community around this topic.
Gosh. And so this is revolves around some meetings. So where are these meetings held and how do people find out about them?
Yeah, so there's monthly coalition meetings and they alternate between Calistoga and St. Helena. The time and the place can be found on our Facebook page or at our website, which is upvalleypartnershipforyouth.org.
And we'll repeat that at the end one more time so everybody can listen to that. So that's obviously a key program, which is very important. What are some of the other programs that you offer?
Oh, gosh, lots of programs. So we're a family resource center. So we are a one-stop shop for families to come and get access to needed resources that they might have. So I manage our education programs, which involve, like I said, early childhood all the way through adult education. Yes. We have programs that help around economic success is one of our program areas, which focuses on financial stability. We do tax prep every year through the VITA program, and I think this year we got over 700 tax returns filed between Calistoga and St. Helena. I mean, that's all free to the community. We have our community engagement program area, which is where the Partnership for Youth is a part of. We also have our Promotores volunteer program, which are community-based volunteers that go out into the community and provide health information for families. We have immigration services. We provide consultation through the application of with the immigration process and assisting with green card renewals, all those types of things. And then our family and senior services program area, where we provide counseling, domestic violence counseling, linkages to services throughout the county, financial aid, you know, emergency financial aid. We were very involved in the fire recovery the last 2 years, with helping both Sonoma County and Napa County residents who had experienced complete or total loss of their home.
I'm sorry to interrupt.
That's okay, please.
You have this beautiful center, which, as you said, is on Spring Street. So as you go up north to St. Helena, you turn left on Spring, and it's up on the right. And it's always a really happy place to go in there. Great atmosphere. And your lovely staff, obviously multilingual, which is important. So presumably you have to be a St. Helena resident or a Calistoga resident to participate in these.
Yes and no. It depends on the program and it depends on the funding source. Some of them are geared towards specific residents, but we're really here for anyone in the community. We also serve the outer counties, Lake County, Angwin, Pope Valley, some of those unincorporated areas. We're here to provide resources for the community, and if we can't provide them, we will link people to the resources elsewhere. Yeah.
Gosh, good for you. So you're a nonprofit organization, so how can our listeners help or get involved?
Yes, so there's lots of ways to get involved. Making a donation is obviously one really easy way. Participating in programs as a volunteer, our Niños Activos program is always looking for volunteers to work with our kids in the mornings. Like I said, our Promotores program is actually a volunteer program. All of those ladies that do all of that wonderful work are volunteers. Our Vita Tax program, they're all volunteer based. You can learn more about our work though at our website, upvalleyfamilycenters.org, if you have any questions about that. And you can also sign up for our newsletter and follow us on Facebook, and you just search Up Valley Family Centers.
And it's a very, again, another very user-friendly website. And I think you also are constantly looking for mentors, especially with your youth groups. That's another way that people can, you know, so if somebody is particularly a young teenager is interested in farming, we can link them up with a local grower or whatever the industry is.
Absolutely, yeah. So we do, we actually started a really great partnership in Calistoga just this past year with a lot of the senior homes and senior housing in Calistoga, where we're sending our kids into the mobile home parks and they're doing a tech time, a tech hour, where the folks in the park can come and bring their phones or their computers, like, how do I check my pictures? How do I check my email? And then conversely, a lot of the residents of the mobile home park will come down to the schools and they'll work. We actually just did a tasting in Calistoga Elementary School to try and encourage kids to eat fresh vegetables. We did carrots and hummus, and we had several volunteers from the parks come in and sit with the kids at lunchtime and, you know, let's see who can make the biggest crunch with a carrot, because no one likes to eat carrots because they're vegetables, and you got to encourage kids to find fun ways to eat. But, yeah, it's really, we're just looking to plug our kids in meaningful ways with people in the community. And if there's an opportunity, we're, you know, we would love to partner with anybody who wants to work with our kids and, you know, can give our kids that extra push that they need to find success.
Well done. And this is a huge job for you, Zach. So well done you. It is, as I said, for somebody who's been there a number of times, it really is a very heartwarming organization, which is absolutely super. And before we let Zach go, I'd just like to remind our listeners of a project that the Up Valley Family Center has helped us with, and that is our Market Match Program for CalFresh participants. And this is a program that provides benefits for those families in need through the Golden State Advantage card. And the card operates just like a debit card. The market processes the CalFresh transactions at our general store. You come and see me. I take the card. We swipe it through the machine and in exchange give you $1 tokens in whatever quantity you would like that you can use at the vendor stalls. So eligible purchases are fruits and vegetables and meats and fish and poultry, dairy products, amongst other fresh and wholesome items. And with a grant from the City of St. Helena, we offer a dollar-for-dollar match, so you get double your money here. And we'd love to see everybody. So, again, thank you to Up Valley for helping us get the word out on that one. So thank you, Zach, and on behalf of both the St. Helena Farmers Market and the community, we are very grateful for all of the wonderful work you do. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
We're going to take a very quick commercial break, and then we're going to
Community Grapevine. Are you looking for ways to get involved in saving the world? Get to learn more about the Hero Foundation, one of Napa Valley's newest nonprofit charity organizations. From charity concerts, marches, clothing drives, and fundraising events of all sorts, our team at HF works to make the world a better place. Visit our website, theherofoundationus.org, to get connected with us and volunteer. Together, we can save the world. Happy spring, everyone. The Hero Foundation. Be a hero.
Hey, this is Barry Martin. Join me.
This is Belia Ramos, supervisor for Napa County's 5th District, and you're listening to KVON Napa.
So before we close, we should also mention that tomorrow we have a number of vendors that are making their debut at the market. They include the growers A and B provisions, who are selling honey, almonds, and walnuts, and I understand almond milk, and also an artisan simple good. And for the jewelry lovers, Roxana is returning for the season with her beautiful pearl jewelry. Arwen Gallenkamp, our market educator, will host the kids' projects under the theme of Seeds of Change from 9 to 11:30, and she's going to be talking about wildflower seed bombs, so be prepared for the kids getting their hands dirty. And on June 7th, we have lots going on. We have a very talented face painter, Christina of Fantasy Faces, will be at the market from 8:30 to 12. Rosa Cachu, outreach specialist from the Up Valley Family Center, will host a bilingual kids story time from 9:30 to 10. And A&B Provisions will also be conducting a demo at 10:30. So we hope that today's listeners will join us tomorrow at the St. Helena Farmers Market. Remember, we're located in beautiful Crane Park every Friday through October, 7:30 to 12. And to keep up to date with market happenings, we encourage you to subscribe to our newsletter found at sthelenafarmersmarket.org. And you can also follow us on Facebook and Instagram. So the Napa Farmers Market will be here next week, and we'll be back on June 13th with more market happenings. So we thank our wonderful guests and to our listeners for checking in. And this has been another Farmers Fresh Hour, brought to you by the American AdCrep Money for Agriculture. Good morning, everybody.
The Golden State Warriors are on the road tonight to open the NBA Championship Series in Canada against Toronto Raptors. This is a sports report with Ira C. Smith. 6 o'clock tonight is starting time for the first game of that best of seven series. The next game will be in Toronto on Sunday at 5 o'clock. The first game back in Oakland will be on Wednesday of next week at 6 o'clock. That's game number 3. In the meantime, the Stanley Cup Finals moves.